15 is the start of the fantasy playoffs in a lot of leagues. I know some of you might start week 14. But for this first week for many leagues of the fantasy playoffs, there are a lot of must-start quarterbacks facing really tough pass defenses. And if you add to that the number of great quarterbacks who are struggling, it's a really tough situation, I think, for a lot of managers. And it raises the question, do you start someone like Aaron Rodgers if DK Metcalf's okay? Do you take a chance on Bryce Young or Tyler Shuck? The easy answer is no, you go with, you know, the guy who got you there. Like, you go with the great quarterback. But we've seen time and again, great defenses shut down great quarterbacks. I want to run through these top defenses and the quarterbacks they're facing. Starting with the Houston Texans, they are giving up the fewest fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. They're facing Arizona. Jacoby Brissett has been brilliant. I think he's had 20-plus fantasy points in every start this season. If not, maybe I'm missing one, but he would be a near elite quarterback if this was, you know, points per game. He is, and he's been missing Marvin Harrison for, you know, three of those games that he's played. Michael Wilson has stepped up, playing incredibly well. And, of course, Trey McBride, that backfield is a mess. Brissett is doing the near impossible. Now he has to do the near impossible again and face Houston. I actually have Houston's defense. I've been eyeing this week if I could get to the playoffs, and I'm in the playoffs starting Houston. I don't care that Brissett is crushing it. Houston's defense is giving up, like I said, the fewest fantasy points per game. 11.2 is the average they're giving up per game. That's no joke. So suddenly Brissett looks like someone that you wouldn't want to start. And that's going to be tough for some folks who have expected for the last several weeks that Brissett is a must-start quarterback. The next best defense in terms of fewest fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks is the Chargers. The Chargers are on the road facing the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has been vulnerable this season against tough defenses. His offensive line dealing with injuries. Basically, Rashi Rice is the one reliable receiver that he's had. Last week, Rice took a step back, but I think it's irrelevant. By and large, Rice is the guy. Travis Kelce is showing his age. There is this lack of secondary options that Patrick Mahomes seems to have. And the Chargers are incredibly tough. The Chargers are 9-4. The Chiefs have their backs against the wall. Do you trust Patrick Mahomes to get you 20-plus points? This is the fantasy playoffs. Of course you start him, except, and that except is the problem. The except is you might have a guy with 15-plus point strong probability, and suddenly that looks a lot more favorable than risking starting Patrick Mahomes. The next best pass defense is the Minnesota Vikings, giving up third fewest opposing QB points per game. And they're on the road facing the Cowboys. Of course Dak Prescott is a must-start, right? Well, we assume. We assume he's a must-start, and yet they're facing the Vikings. This is a really unfortunate situation. If the Cowboys were facing a quote-unquote random, you know, pass defense, a middling pass defense, like, you know, the Falcons or something like that, which are giving up roughly the 16th most fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks, of course you would start Dak Prescott. Facing the third best, it's a little bit trickier. You have to at least think about it. Do you trust that Dak Prescott's going to get you? What I always say is 20-plus points. I want a quarterback to give me 20-plus, especially in the fantasy playoffs. And it's not clear that Dak can do that against a defense that's giving up, on average, less than 13.2 per game. Then you get Caleb Williams going up against the fourth best pass defense in terms of fantasy points yielded, and that's the Browns. The Browns obviously fell short against Tennessee at home. That was a shocker to me. Tony Pollard almost single-handedly won that game for the Titans. You know, they're facing a Bears unit that has been sporadically great and also limited. And the limited, like last week against Green Bay, is that Caleb Williams might only get you 8 points or 10 points in a game like this. he could get you 18 to 20, but Caleb Williams is not yet a must-start quarterback. And as a streamer, what an awful, you know, first week of the fantasy playoffs to take a chance on starting him. The next is Drake May. Absolutely incredible season. Year two for Drake May. He's going up against the Bills. Bills are giving up the fifth fewest QB fantasy points per game, 13.3. Do you trust Drake May? They've been stopping, keeping in check opposing number one receivers. Could mean Stephon Diggs is held in check. And of course, Drake May could go to, you know, Hunter Henry or Kayshon Boutte or whatever. The point is, it's not an automatic for Drake May. Against a motivated Bills defense, even though they're playing on the road, the Bills are 9-4. They know they have a shot still at the AFC title if they can beat New England on the road. It's doable, and I think we're going to see a tough Bills defense that makes Drake May tough to start. The sixth best pass defense is the Broncos. Who are they facing? Jordan Love and the Packers. I don't know how you start Jordan Love with confidence going up against the 11-2 Broncos. That could be the opposite of a shootout. It could be, you know, a 9-3 final score. Of course, as I say that, it could be 30-28, you know, for all I know. But those are two great defenses lining up against each other and two offenses that have certain deficiencies that prevent them from being elite. And so you could see a situation where Jordan Love is simply not startable at all. The next best pass defense, the seventh best, is the Packers. So there you go, Bo Nix. The eighth best are the Panthers. Tyler Shuck is coming off his best game of his career, presumably, seemingly. The Panthers have a shot, a legit shot at making the postseason, an incredible turnaround for this team. And you know, the Saints have their work cut out for them. I mean, they were able to do it on the road against Tampa Bay, a lesser pass defense. Carolina's given up only 14.2 fantasy points per game. And then you have, and I don't know that anyone's going to start Phillip Rivers if he starts for the Colts, but he's facing the next best in terms of Seattle. And then finally, you've got the Lions facing the Rams. The Rams are in the next best pass defense. Do you start Jared Goff on the road against the Rams? I would think twice about that. I have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I'm benching Montgomery. I'm starting Gibbs because I have to, but I'm not happy about it. This is a really, really, really tough situation. The softest defenses, the ones that are giving up the most QB fantasy points per game, number one on the list, the Cowboys are giving up the most. They're facing the Vikings, like I said. Do you trust J.J. McCarthy on the road? I mean, it's almost an inverted way of looking at this. If you're wondering whether to start a great, great quarterback against a tough defense, I would wonder just as much whether to start a subpar or even bottom tier quarterback against a very soft defense. The Giants are up next against Washington. The Giants have the second, Gary giving up the second most points. It would be tempting to start Washington's QB, whether it's Jaden Daniels when I'm recording this, or Marcus Mariota. The Bengals are the third softest defense. They're facing the Ravens. I have Lamar Jackson. I'm right now planning to start Jackson Dart over Lamar Jackson. Even though on paper, when I, you know, drafted Lamar Jackson, I looked ahead at the fantasy playoffs and I thought, yeah, that's going to be great for the first round if they can face the Bengals. But now I'm not so sure. Next worst pass defense is Washington. There you go, with Jackson Dart. That's part of the reason why I feel confident with Dart. And then finally Tampa Bay. And you've got Kirk Cousins going up against the fifth worst pass defense in the Bucs in terms of points, fantasy points yielded per game. I don't know anyone who would want to start Kirk Cousins in that one, even though it's such a soft matchup. So it's a really interesting time, I think, for week 15 in terms of the first round of the playoffs, where you have this combination of great quarterbacks going up against tough pass defenses and pretty, you know, bottom tier quarterbacks going up against soft defenses. We're going to know in the next few days how this all fleshes out. But the point is, you have to ask yourself, what is the better probability for you? Would you rather ride or die with your elite quarterback, even though they're going up against a defense that might hold them to 12, 13 points realistically, or maybe 16 to 17 at the most? Or do you go soft defense, subpar quarterback, and you look at J.J. McCarthy last week or Tyler Shuck, and you say, well, they can get 20 points. Maybe they can do it again. And this is one of those cases where it's easy to regret whatever decision you make if it's the wrong decision. But as long as you make it with the certainty that if you had a chance to do it again, you would make the same decision, then I say go all in and trust that you know what you're doing. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.